We are a group of CAE students who worked for 3 months on an exchange project with Spanish students in Ohio in the USA.
We were able to carry out this task through Podomatic, an innovative internet tool which let us keep in contact in an easy way with foreigners.
Even though we all had different sensations while working on the project and some difficulties to overcome, we all agreed it was a rewarding experience. Through podcasting, we were allowed to improve our skills in a dynamic way while interacting with other students. We believe English learners shouldn't miss the opportunity to benefit from this new tool.
Well, I consider that is the easiest way of communicating with people from all over the world, but you need some computer skills.
With this, software incompatibility may be a trouble to deal with. But, however, this disadvantage, it makes the language learning more tangible. I mean, away from the sheet of paper, it's more practical in the real life.
While using podcasts provide possibilities of getting in contact with native people, there is a need of specific facilities at school, which does not allow all students to participate and profit from the experience.
Another advantage is that it also makes us improve our speaking and listening skills.
Well, although podcasting allows for cultural exchanges between students and teachers from different countries, getting used to time difference to get together sometimes might be difficult.
Another opportunity is that gives opportunities to interact with other teachers and to combine several subjects.
And one of the most important advantages is that encourage shy people to open themselves and gives opportunity to express ourselves openly.
It was after this experience that we brainstormed the previous opinions about advantages and drawbacks of the use of podcasts.